Chapter 3. Marlowe. About a month later, there was an official inquiry about the Patna. Every sailor in the area had been shocked to hear that the captain, the two officers and Jim had abandoned the passengers of the damaged ship, and the small courtroom was crowded with curious spectators. Only Jim appeared at the inquiry. The captain had run away from the port city before the inquiry began, and the two officers were in hospital. One had a bad infection, and the other had become ill from drinking too much brandy. Jim stood tall and erect in the witness box and gave clear answers to every question the judges asked. What did the captain tell you to do? Where was the hole? How big was the hole? How much water did you see? What did you see when you got back to the top deck? He wanted to tell the truth, to make everyone understand why he had abandoned the ship. To do that, he had to explain his feelings, but the judges constantly interrupted him with new questions about the facts. It's frustrating, he thought angrily. There's more to the story than just the facts. Although he felt angry, he continued to answer all the questions calmly. He also felt very uncomfortable, because whenever he looked round the courtroom, he saw people watching him with unfriendly eyes. However, he saw one man looking at him with understanding and interest. Their eyes met for a moment, and then Jim looked away. When Jim left the courtroom on the second day of the inquiry, he heard someone behind him say, "Look at that miserable dog." Jim turned round quickly and looked at the man he thought had spoken. It was the man with the understanding eyes. "Did you call me a dog?" Jim asked angrily. "I know that everybody in that courtroom probably thinks that I'm a dog, but I'm not." "Nobody called you a dog," the man said calmly. "The person who said it was talking about that dog over there." The man pointed to a thin, ill-looking dog running among the people behind them. "Oh," said Jim. His face and ears turned red. "It's just that, well, everyone in the courtroom looks at me as if I'm a terrible person." "I don't think you're a terrible person," the man said. "In fact, I respect you for coming to the inquiry. Let me introduce myself." The man took Jim's hand and shook it. "My name is Marlowe, and I'm the captain of a ship," he continued. "If you have no other plans for the evening, will you have dinner with me at my hotel?" Jim agreed, and they met later that evening. As they sat in the hotel restaurant, Marlowe said sympathetically, "The inquiry must be difficult for you." "It's terrible," Jim said. "I'm so ashamed of what I did. The story has probably even been in the newspapers in England. If my father has read about it, I'm sure he can't understand why I did what I did. I can never go home again." Jim was silent for a few seconds, and then he told Marlowe all the things he hadn't been able to say in court. He was happy to finally have someone to talk to. "When I first saw the hole in the ship, I couldn't move for a moment," Jim began. "I knew that there was nothing I could do, that I couldn't save the pilgrims. There were 800 people on the ship and only 7 lifeboats, not enough for even half the people. When I went back to the top deck and realized that the captain and officers were going to abandon the ship, I was still trying to decide what to do. I watched the captain and officers jump down into the lifeboat. The engines of the ship had been turned off, and it was very quiet. Then I felt the ship move a little, and I thought that it was going to sink right away. I was afraid, and then, well, I jumped." Jim was silent for a minute or two. "I didn't really realize that I had jumped until I looked up," Jim continued sadly. "I was in the lifeboat, and as we rowed away, I saw storm clouds in the sky. I couldn't see the lights of the Patna anymore, and I thought the ship was sinking. My chance to save people had gone."
"But the ship didn't sink, and nobody died," Marlowe reminded him.
"Nobody was even hurt. Sailors from another ship rescued the Patna and sailed it to Aden. From there, all the pilgrims took another ship to Mecca, and the people in your lifeboat were rescued the next morning by another ship." "I'm very happy that nobody died," Jim said. "But the fact is that I jumped. I ran away. I was responsible for the passengers, and I abandoned them. When I was on the lifeboat, I kept thinking that if I saw the ship's lights, I would swim back and get on the ship with the pilgrims. I would have had my chance." Jim didn't finish his sentence. But Marlowe knew what he meant, that he would have had his chance to act like a hero, and he felt sorry for the young man.